So are you looking to cut waste and feel better about your work week as a business owner? In this video, we are going to be diving into our 7-step process on how to build your optimal work week and scale your business.
These aren't your usual cold showers and early mornings. We've all seen enough of that. By the end of this video, you'll have 7 applications to implement and own your week.
So point number one is you're going to want to start off with your non-negotiables. So what does that mean? Non-negotiables means it has to get done no matter what. So whatever happens in your business, they have to get done. So let's start off with that by putting it in your calendar. And when I do that and I map it out, I start with the personal side of things. So whether that is spending time with family or putting in time to work out, or for me, jujitsu, having that in the calendar means that I'm going to work around that, because for me, my mindset, my health, my nutrition, my time with my family, that is most important to me before all else. Yeah. So Brandon, why don't you give us an example of what your non-negotiables are?
For sure. So every day I do the drop off and pick up for school. So that's for my family. From there, I go immediately into servicing my active clients. So the first 2 hours of my day go towards those clients who are currently working with me. I make sure they're fully updated. They know where things are at. Any realtor partners or any industry partners there are also kept in the loop. Once I've cleared my slate of that, I go into prospecting. And prospecting is super important for our business. It's something you notice that if you pull it out of your calendar, you really feel the results 90 days later when there's no sales happening. So I always dedicate a certain amount of time to that prospecting each day. And if for whatever reason I can't get my calls done, you know, let's say I'm sick or whatever else it might be, I then substitute that with something like texting or DMing. So I'm always hitting that no matter what happens.
Yeah, and I'm actually pretty similar, but it's more so reversed for me. So I start with my prospecting. And the reason why I do that is because I know if I start by being in active files and talking to clients, then I know I'll get stuck in there and be there all day. So I like to get the prospecting done first and then move on to client journey and servicing my clients. And I know it works different for everyone, but that's where you have to map this out and really figure out what works best for you. So when I do my prospecting, I'm focusing more on social media and DMs and texting. Who am I texting? I'm texting my referral partners, any past clients. I'm also posting social media, being active on there. And that's what I do for my lead gen. And then from there, I'll go on to my emails. And typically, I don't start my emailing until about 10 a.m. And from there, I'll just kind of put out fires if needed during the day.
Yeah. So the reason I like to do kind of the inverse of that is I like to get a lot of the emails done first, because if I have to ask a client for a document or if I have to ask a lawyer for something, they now have the full day to action it, versus if they get it a little bit later on, there's less time in the day. So they might bump me towards tomorrow. I want to try to own as much of the day as possible. And then a lot of what I'm doing is planning this the night before.
So before we go on to the next point, I have to ask you, this is part of our non-negotiables, please hit that subscribe button, because we know if you subscribe and you get future videos popping up in your feed, you're going to get value and it's going to help you grow your business. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell icon so you don't miss out on future videos.
Point number 3, set your gameplay for the next day. So sometimes that night before, I'm actually drafting out these emails and I'm scheduling them to be sent at 8 a.m. the next morning. So first person gets in the office, they're seeing my name there and they're starting to work on my tasks.
Yeah, and I love Gmail for that reason. I'm pretty sure Outlook probably has the same feature, but Gmail has so many cool things like that that you can utilize and schedule out the emails. I even know of other people in our industry that purposely schedule them to be sent out like 3, 4 a.m. to make it look like they're working at that time, which I don't know, to each his own. We don't do that, but kind of cool to think about. Yeah, so I'm the same way. I like to plan the night before and really just look over everything. If there's something that I need to take out or move, I'll do that. And that way I know when I wake up, I'm set for the day. And to extend on this point, I know you want to talk about the Parkinson's law. So why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Sure thing. So Parkinson's law is basically this concept that the amount of time you give yourself is the amount of time it will take. So if you say, I have an hour for working out, you'll spend that full hour in the gym, maybe walking to different machines, grabbing a glass of water, etc. If you drop that to 20 minutes, you will take 20 minutes. Same with tasks in your workday. We do a weekly lead update to all of our industry partners. I know if I give myself an hour for that, it will take an hour. Yesterday, I did the update and I only gave myself 35 minutes and it took 32 minutes. So it always is a reflection of that. And another key piece here is to always triage what's important first. So those tasks that absolutely have to get done, time sensitive, deals, maybe they're going to expire, something like that. Triage those first before you get caught in the nice to do things like recording a podcast or catching up on emails.
Yeah. And I use my notes app for that. I'll triage everything in order of importance. So if I know that it's not scheduled in the calendar, but it's more of a task that I have to do on the outside, then I'll write them out and then I'll number them in sequence of what I want to tackle first in order of importance for me. That's a good point of the Parkinson's law too, is for me, I find it more of a game. Like maybe I'll start off for the time slot. Maybe it's an hour that I give myself, but every week I'll try to reduce that and see how far and how quick I can get that one task done. So that's a great point. So why don't we dive into point number four, have an app scheduler. So we personally use Calendly. It's great. It's honestly the most simple thing to use. And it really just allows you to not have that back and forth with clients. You can block out time in your schedule, do it on the Sunday night, whatever works best for you, or you can have it on autopilot and block out certain times of the day where people can't book times with you.
Yeah, and the thing I like about this is you are now setting the intention for your day as well. So if you say, I need to have 2 hours of deep work, don't allow someone to book a 15-minute call in that time frame. Time block that on your calendar there, and then they don't even have the option of it. It also saves that back and forth of, hey, can you meet at 1? Oh, no, I can't meet at 1, but I can meet at 3. Like those 4 unnecessary emails, it's so much more efficient if they can say, he has 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2:30, and that's it for the day. If it doesn't work, we'll go to the next day or we'll send it back and forth to do something in an off hours time. So that's going to immediately increase your efficiency. It also looks so much more professional when I send you a link that says, for example, meetwithbrandon.ca, and you just go there and pick a time versus me like hammering you with 7 different calendar options.
Yeah, I've got the same. Mine's chatwithtom.ca. It just looks a lot better, more professional. And like you said, saves that back and forth. And to give you an example of what I do is I block off all the time in the morning. And I have from 1 to 5 is when I do client calls. So that way I know when I go into my day, I have all of that time in the morning to do my prospecting, to do my non-negotiables.
Yeah, for sure. It makes a huge difference when you implement that time blocking with the calendar feature and you really control and optimize your day. So once you plan this day though, you're going to have a few times where no one books appointments and you've left this blank. This can be a great opportunity to do things like take a walk and reflect on your business. But what we like to do, and this is point number 5, is to fill that dead space with other tasks that kind of pile up. They're little admin things that aren't urgent, but you know you eventually have to do them. Slot them in. Do 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Reach out to your accountant. Pull the T4s off the online site, whatever it might be. Just organize and optimize using those little bite-sized pieces of time that get added into your day.
Yeah, because you'd be surprised how much dead space you end up having, like especially if a client cancels an appointment and you have that hour, make sure you have something ready to go because you're going to spend more time trying to figure out what to do. And then once you start that task, the time's up, you got another appointment to go to. So having that ready to go, even if you're sequencing it out in the notes app, like we talked about, that's going to help you greatly.
Yeah. And I love having like that running checklist and I just have my purple highlighter and I highlight them as I'm doing it. It gives you that little bit of dopamine each time you check one off and it feels good to shrink that list. Hopefully as time progresses, it is one of those things where you don't want it to interfere with your daily non-negotiables and those must do tasks because it can grow and feel like you're not accomplishing things. But it's important to have that frame and remind yourself that these aren't urgent tasks. They're things that you can fit in when you have the time to do them.
Yeah. So let's go on to point number 6, beware of meetings stealing your time. So why don't you start us off there, Brandon?
Yeah. So one thing we noticed probably 2 years ago now is that everyone wanted to have a meeting for everything. And there's always in meetings, especially in Canada, there's like the 15-minute kind of get to know you preamble. Then they dive into the ball because a lot of talk. And then there's maybe the ask at the end. I found it was a huge waste of time and just like I track everything with Toggle and I could notice how much meetings were eating out of my day. So now what I do to people is I say, hey, can you please send me a summary Loom video about what you want to talk about? Or if you don't use Loom, send it to me in email. Like, what is the intention and point of this meeting? And a lot of the times there isn't one. And then they're just like, I just wanted to pick your brain about what you do on this type of file. I just wanted to pick your brain on this. I wanted to chat about future opportunities we might be able to have to work together. And you're like, yes, sure. Some of these can be nice and you want to help people out, but I don't want to help you out at the detriment of hurting my business. So I then say, you know what, depending on what my week looks like, I might have an opportunity for a 15-minute quick call, or I might say to you, you know what, we're peak market right now. I'm focused 100% on growing my business and earning right now. I don't have time for this meeting. Feel free to circle back in a couple months and we can see if it's a fit then.
Yeah, and it's a win-win for the recipient getting that Loom video as well, because they can watch it and reference it at any point they want. So for me, I'll give you an example. If a client's asking me a bunch of questions and they ask to hop on a call, I'll just say, hey, you know what? Like, let's see if I can answer it over email right now. And then if not, then we'll schedule a call. So they'll write out their questions over email, then I'll answer it over Loom. And 9 times out of 10, it does the job. And obviously, if it doesn't, then we just hop on a call. But I find that saves us a lot of time. And even in our process, we include Loom quite a bit. And we find it answers way more questions and not have to have the need to always hop on a call, which saves more time in our business and then allows for more time to do some more lead gen and prospecting.
For sure. And any very detailed answers that you have in a meeting, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes if I leave like a really heavy content meeting, I'm like trying to look at my notes, think about what we talked about, versus if it's like recorded in a Loom video or some other recording software, you can circle back, replay parts, and you have such clear, concise feedback and answers on everything you talked about.
Yeah. And a quick side note to that, if you find yourself writing more than say 2 or 3 paragraphs in an email, that thing's got to be video, because I find it's overwhelming for people when there's a lot of text in an email. And oftentimes email, the tonality isn't there. So it can be up to interpretation how that person's reading the email. So that's why we love using video as well.
Exactly. So after you've implemented all of this, there's going to be some time where you want to see if it's working for you. And we like to do this every week on Sundays. I like it because I get my toggle report back for the week. I have some quiet time with family and then, you know, full from dinner, doing a little reflection on the week to come. I review everything and I say, what's working for me? What can I change? What can I optimize? What did I say I was going to do this week that maybe I didn't get to? All these little things that you just kind of digest your week and get yourself mentally ready for the week to come. So many people have these like Monday scaries, and I think it's because they don't do this on Sunday. Whereas if you're in the habit of doing it, you just know that, okay, maybe last week wasn't perfect, but here's what I'm going to do to make this week better.
Yeah. So for me, it's full circle. I always start with my personal non-negotiables like we talked about. So what I do is every Sunday, I meet with my family, we sit down and we chat about what we want to do for the week. We pencil that in, and then that starts the next time slot for me to go over my business. So I'll even go down, I have a garage gym, I'll go down there and I'll tell my wife, hey, you know what, I'm going to go down here for about an hour. I'll just do some light cardio, think it through and jot down all of my thoughts and what I want to do for the week. And then that really sets off the tone to start Monday and have a really successful week for me.
Yeah. And I love that you're including your wife in that conversation as well, because it gets the whole ship kind of pointed in the direction of this is the week to come. Maybe it's a really crazy work week for both of you. And if you're trying to communicate day to day, updating each other, it can cause a little chaos for days that are already a lot. Whereas if you have that conversation in advance, you know, hey, she's going to have a crazy Tuesday as well. Let's kind of circle back in the evening and unpack things. So quick recap for you. You want to start with your personal non-negotiables, make time for yourself, schedule in time for family, the things that matter the most in life. Number two, focus on those things for your business, the things that drive your business growth. Don't get caught in the 80% of things that are just admin and tired email tasks. Number three is plan the night before. Beware of Parkinson's law, set your intention for the day and execute it. Number four, schedule your appointments. Use some sort of scheduler so you can stop that back and forth. Once again, removing admin waste and just creating a more efficient schedule. Number five is to fill the dead time. That 15 minutes you have here, bang out some tasks that are running on a to-do list that aren't urgent, but do need to be looked after. Number six, beware of meetings stealing your time. A lot of people will request meetings simply because they're bored. Just cut them out, switch to videos or summary emails instead. And number seven, review and repeat this review every Sunday until you have your week dialed in and you are owning your week.